You know, I heard the K in KGNU stands for sports. What? No, that's dumb. It stands for community. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, and we took a week off, but we are back now on air, and it's nice. Guys, it is the golden age of sports right now. High school sports are kicking off, college sports are kicking off, professional sports have been around for a minute. The dog days of summer are coming to an end in the sports world. That also means the University of Colorado's Buffaloes are back onto the football field and they will open up their season tonight against TCU. And while that's a special occasion by itself, CU is going to take the time to honor a late legend who was just inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in August. Cliff Branch is the first Buffalo to ever be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. His legacy as a Raider is what got him into the Hall of Fame, but he would not have gotten that NFL opportunity without his time spent as a Buffalo. Branch came from a junior college in Texas to Colorado in 1970. People would ask him, why did he decide to come to Boulder? It's so cold and Texas is so hot. It's such a difference. What are you doing in Boulder? And he said, it's because he fell in love with the city and the scenery here. Branch spent 2 years with the team until getting drafted in the fourth round of the 1972 NFL Draft. When he played, what stood out the most was his speed. And that speed saw more than just the football field. Branch was an excellent track athlete as well. In the 1972 NCAA Championships, he ran a 10-second flat 100-meter dash. That was a school record that still stands to this day 50 years later. He was a part of a 4x100 relay team that at the time was one of the fastest in the world. He would go on to win two Big 8 championships in the indoor 60-yard dash. On the football field, though, he took the reins of a team that would go on to become the third-ranked team in the nation in 1971. He would go on and win the award for most valuable player on the CU Buffaloes team. His speed was so electric, especially on kick returns, where he had tremendous success. He set a record in his 2 years with the team in touchdowns scored on kick returns. That record stood for 30 years. Although Branch passed in 2019, CU will honor his memory by wearing throwback helmets inspired by the ones he would wear in the 70s. This is a gold base helmet with CU labeled on each temple. Down the middle are two parallel black stripes with one white stripe running between them. There will also be a ceremony featuring friends, family, and former teammates of Branch between the first and second quarters. Back in 2010, Branch was elected into the CU Sports Hall of Fame. Afterward, he was quoted as saying, I feel truly blessed. I am a Buff all the way. And it looks like that is just about all the time we have for today. This has been Sports Talk with Jimmy. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for the next episode. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss on KGNU.